Hello, America. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/first year 15 for promotional details.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right. Nate, no, not Nate Kane. Jake Lang is a January 6th hostage held by that completely corrupt government there, communist government in Washington, D.C. He's a hostage along with many, many other American patriots held by the Communist Party there. Now, we've had him on this radio program. He managed to get out and call in here 3 times. Now they've moved him. They're doing diesel therapy with him. They've moved him over 15 times to 15 different jails. They just keep moving him back and forth. And here, I talked to his father just today, and his father, Ned, right now was when I talked to him a little while back. He said he was trying to find him again. We taped a program, and he's going to tell his story. So just go ahead, Johnny, and take it away. Welcome to the program, Ned. Ned is a Christian patriot, and he is the father of January 6th Christian patriot hostage, Jake Lang. And with that, I'm just going to let you just tell your story. We've had Jake on here several times, but Ned, go ahead. I'm going to tell you, it would have to be frustrating to be a father in your position. What they've done to your son, being in jail for over 3 years without even a hearing yet, but just take it away, my friend.
Thank you, Pastor. I appreciate it. So it's quite a story. You know, kind of disheartening that we're in this position. I come from a family of veterans. My father fought as a Marine in Korea. My brother is a Marine in Vietnam. My other brother is a Coast Guard pilot and a Coast Guard officer, and I was in the Coast Guard for 5 years as a petty officer, as a bosun mate. And my daughter also served in the military as well. So here we are today. I'm a big promoter of what's good and right in this country. I believe in President Trump. He did a great job for us for 4 years. It was a great experience. I actually hired a few charter buses and took 40 different people down to D.C. and watched the different rallies we had down there. It was like a religious experience. It was just beautiful. And President Trump did great things for this country. I fortunately was not there on January 6th. I couldn't be. My business was calling me in other directions. My son went to January 6th. And as you can see from the videos, he was there not to harm a person, not to hurt cops, not to attack cops. He was actually calling cops off. In the videos in our documentary, which you can watch on letter J, number 6truth.org, put together a documentary that showed the truth about J6, and that's just about J6, why J6 happened. And but getting back to my son, he was there calling off the cops, you're hurting people, you're killing people, stop. And he was outside the West Tunnel, and Roseanne Boylan actually died in his arms. He saved a patriot that day, a black man, and pulled him out. Big guy, big guy, really nice guy. And they saved another patriot, Tommy Tatum as well. Philip Anderson was the first patriot he saved, and then Philip Anderson after that. And the cops kept on, going after these people. And as you can see from the different videos, and this was back like in the 60s, people down there, they believe the election was stolen, which I believe it was. And as we're seeing today, it probably very, very, very definitely was. They were out there protesting peacefully, and it was a peaceful protest. And it was a setup because in our documentary, you can see them, the Capitol Police and the folks that were assigned to the Capitol open up the magnetic doors, which take about 4 or 6 tons just to open those doors. But they opened them up with the magnetic lock. They let these J6 patriots in. Everybody was peaceful there. They came in. The shaman went into the Senate chamber, escorted by the D.C. Police or internal people in the Capitol. And it was a peaceful protest until the police used lethal force on the static crowd. And when you have men, women, and children peacefully protesting, and you fire active gas canisters, tear gas canisters in them, which is lethal force. Patriot Black was shot above the shoulders by these rubber bullets, and they were shooting people above the shoulders, which is lethal force. Those bullets can kill. And then they use those flashbang grenades and that tear gas that they use, which killed Roseanne Boylan. You incite a crowd. You incite violence because people are fighting for their lives, and there's no use. There's no need for them to do that. Peaceful people there were peacefully protesting. You did have some Antifa and some other folks in there, and I'm sure some other folks in J6 that were, you know, not so nice, and they were, you know, they should be arrested. But when you use that kind of lethal force on a static crowd and men, women, children, I myself would have became violent. There's not a question in my mind, because you're trying to save those around you by a violent, corrupt administration that just wanted to harm these folks. And when you talk about police brutality,
can we just hold for a second, because we know for a fact that the FBI had at least 40 or 50 something insurgents in there. When questioned how many did you have in there, Christopher Wray said he didn't know the answer, but there were other FBI agents, former FBI agents, that were there and said that they counted at least 40 or more FBI insurgents. These people were there to stir up a problem. Now, you know, for years and years, we fought. My whole life I've been fighting against communism, and now it's here, right in America. And so now we're fighting, and that's what we're fighting. We're fighting the Antichrist communistic system. But I'm sorry, go right ahead.
You're exactly right, Pastor. I mean, this is really a very decisive battle about what's good and good versus evil. After my son was there and saved those people, he tried to save other people and stuff like that, and did what we had to do against a police force that was using lethal force on a static crowd, and people were just trying to survive and fight for their lives. He came back home, and he was shot actually by a rubber bullet and had some other injuries. And they arrested him on January 16, 2021. And then the reality of what the Biden regime, this cruel, tyrannical regime, very, very agenda-driven against anybody that stands up against them, really is all about. My son has been locked up in prison and done hard time. He's been 15 in prison. He's now back in Brooklyn again. We'll talk about that in a minute. From one prison to another prison to another prison to another prison, it's impossible. It's impossible as an American citizen. And right now it's the right-wing folks, the people that believe in a conservative, honest government that doesn't overstep its bounds, that believes in democracy, that believes in people's right to make a living, and believes in, capitalist society, and less government is better to a certain extent, and the Christian beliefs of what is good and right in this country. And so fast forward now, my son he's been subjugated to a lot of abuse in prison. He's been beat up, put in solitary confinement for 232 days and went in the D.C. jail. He's in his 15th prison, and it's actually impossible. It's not even improbable. It's impossible for any American citizen, and he's a free citizen. He's not convicted of a crime, to try to form some sort of a defense when every 4 or 5 months they take you from the prison, leave all your evidence there, your computer, and actually he doesn't even have a cord for power in his computer in the D.C. jail. And they move you off, they whisk you away to another prison, and then you have to do 2 weeks in solitary confinement, this crazy COVID stuff. And then you settle in, and you can start to speak to your family and your attorneys again. And recently, he was taken out of, I visited him in early February. And after that, he went back to his cell in February, that Tuesday. And he was taken from the Department of Treatment treatment facility to the actual hardcore D.C. jail, put in solitary confinement down the bowels of the D.C. jail where all the hard, violent criminals are, and put in shackles. He had he slept on a little, not even a blanket, it's just a little foam mattress, if you will. They don't give you a knife and fork or anything. You don't see daylight. Every other day for 2 hours, they bring you out of your cell, they put you in shackles and take you to the shower. You go to the shower, and then you are left by your own for maybe an hour, hour and a half, and then put back in shackles, put back in your cell. And this is, mind you, this is an American citizen that is not convicted of a crime. And then for 8 days, we didn't hear about him. So I actually traveled out to Lewisburg a week ago this past Sunday. He was there. All of a sudden, he showed up. He was there in Lewisburg. So I traveled out there on Sunday. And that morning, before I traveled out, he was all of a sudden not on the Bureau of Prisons website anymore. But I wanted to find my son. So I traveled out to Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, spent 3 hours, got out there. And the guard couldn't find him. I said, listen, I'm not leaving here until you find my son. This is ridiculous. Nobody's heard from his mom, myself, his attorney, his fiance. Nobody has heard from him in 7 days. And well, I want to know where he's at. So, and I said, I'm not leaving here until you find, tell me where he's at. So finally, the guard made some phone calls, did whatever he had to do, and found that he was cell block A in Lewisburg. And so he brought me back up to the counter, and he says, he's in cell block A. And I said, okay, great, then I can see him. He said, no, you can't. He's in lockdown. No, we can visit him in cell block A. So I had a copy of their rules, and I said, well, listen, supposedly anybody can, that I was approved, can visit an inmate in Lewisburg from 8 o'clock to 3 o'clock on Saturday or Sunday. And the guy said, no, I'm sorry, they're locked in. So I left, and they transferred him. He's now in Brooklyn Prison again. He was in general population in Brooklyn Federal Prison, which is a really tough, nasty, hard prison. A lot of, bad guys there. And presumably they don't like people like us that are Christians or believe in President Trump or whatever. And then, so we just find out, I was just on the phone with Jake's attorney, and we now have the government having one of its federal officers actually going on Twitter. His name is Staff Sergeant Gunnell Aquiliano. I'm looking at it right now. He posts on Twitter that my son fought against him in the West Tunnel, and that he wants Antifa to know. And here's this part: he fought me in the tunnel. I hope other inmates find out they wanted to fight Antifa. So this is a federal officer actually putting on Twitter as an officer, apparently, that he is promoting violence against my son as a political prisoner, a hostage in the Biden regime in Brooklyn, actually promoting violence against my son. This is what the government has stooped down to. They are actually using their officers, who are not officers. This guy's a scoundrel. If this is what he did, he's a scoundrel. He needs to be put in prison. They're using their folks.
You're right. What they do to Ned, when they move him from prison to prison to prison to prison, that's what they did with Dr. Hovind, Ken Hovind. They call that diesel therapy. And sometimes what they do is they don't even, if the idea is to keep him away from the press, keep him away from the media, keep him away from family, too, like you. Yeah. And so sometimes what they'll do is they'll put him on a bus. They have buses that run 24 hours a day, and they'll put inmates on these buses, and they'll just drive them from one town to the other. They'll stop. They'll change drivers. They'll stop. They'll to eat. They let them go in and use the bathroom, so on and so forth. But then they put them back on the bus. We had a situation where there was in one bus in the back there was a cage. We had a lady. They had her on there. They wanted to keep her. She was the only woman on the bus. But they had a little cage of her own in the back, so the men couldn't get to her. But she couldn't use the bathroom or anything until they decided to stop for her. But he is definitely a hostage. And these people, we're going to do everything we can to make sure those people that put him there end up in the same places.
Yes, exactly right. We have become, this country under the Biden regime has become nothing more than a banana republic. We are the laughingstock of every democracy, and we're supposed to be the world leaders in democracy. Putin actually, I don't like Putin. Nobody likes Putin. What he's doing is horrible. But Putin actually called Biden out. He says, so this is, America is what the world leadership of democracy looks like. This is what every country that is a democratic society wants to aspire to. You are now trying to lock up by this sitting political opponent, is trying to now lock up his chief political opponent using every means necessary, weaponizing the DOJ, weaponizing the FBI, doing everything they possibly can. New York State is, and I'm a New York State resident, and this governor in New York State, and the political system in New York State is horrible. I'll be moving out soon. And a lot of people that are have any affluent, you know, have any ambition at all or affluence should move right out of New York State and just make New York State suffer. But the bottom line is that these people are using their positions, their power, to actually corrupt our society, corrupt our democracy, trying to lock up President Trump, trying to harm our prisoners, trying to harm our I shouldn't even say prisoners, our American citizens who have become prisoners. Even if you're found innocent, you're still doing 3, 4, 5 years of hard time, and you have a very, very good possibility of being harmed in prison because you have the scum, like I just talked about, that officer, who's actually promoting violence against a J6er, my son, on social media, on Twitter.
What is his name again?
I'm sorry?
What is his name again? You need to get his name out.
Yes, sir. Now, I don't know if, you know, I don't do any social media, but I've been, everybody's been sending me this stuff all day long. His on Twitter, apparently, his name is Staff Sergeant Gunnell, G-O-N-E-L-L, comma, A-Q-U-I-L-I-N-O, Sergeant Aquio on X. And so I don't know if it's him or not. I have to say that because I don't do any social media. But if this is him, if this is what the government has stooped down to use their own, I don't want to say an officer, this guy's not an officer, their own, and he's just an employee, to actually promote violence against folks that are not even if they were prisoners, that's abhorrent. To promote violence against anybody by the Biden administration is absolutely abhorrent, and this individual should be arrested, if this is true.
They all should. So should Byrd. Officer Byrd, who shot that young lady in point blank range.
Yes, yes, and I know Mick, her mother, very, very well. She's a wonderful, wonderful woman, and she's down in D.C. every day trying to clear her daughter's name and what. You know, that guy Byrd should definitely should be sitting in prison for the rest of his life. He executed that young lady.
Absolutely, he should be.
Yes, sir. Yes. So this is where we're at. So my son is doing great things. He started Blessed News Network. On a good note, I'm the eternal optimist, and my son has started Blessed News Network. It's BNN on your app, and he's also raised almost $1 million. I'm going to say at this point, helping other J6 patriots out with their legal fees, paying their bills, paying their car payments, paying their house payments, helping them see their loved ones in jail, paying their commissary. He's done great, great, great things. He continues to do great things even under such harsh conditions. You can go to j6legal.com or j6truth.org, which is where my documentary is, and help these folks out and, continue to make a positive effect. But we're not stopping. We're not laying down. They better not harm my son in prison. But other than that, we'll continue to fight, and they're not going to keep us down no matter what. And this is where the fight needs to stay, and President Trump needs to be our next president. Pray God.
Absolutely. Yeah, we definitely... We have to make sure that there will be no justice. First of all, the election was stolen. Anyone and everyone that says that election was not stolen is a liar, not a bit of truth in them. And you will not put any of them, will not come on this radio program and sit across from me. And I'm so ashamed. I'm ashamed, too, those on Fox News, people like Brett Baer, Susan Smith, Neil Cabuto. You know, you would expect the... NBC, ABC, PMS, NBC, all in CBS, you would expect them to go the communist route. Whatever their leaders tell them, their masters, that's the narrative, and they will lie. To them, lying is necessary. I mean, it's required to them. It really is. And so, but to have Brett Baer say fair and balanced and then I'm going to tell you, I can't believe he did that. And I went after him time again on the air, and I know he felt it too. But we got to get those people need Nancy Pelosi, all of those on that so-called panel that was what they call the executive panel or whatever committee. They all, every one of them needs to go to prison. Every one of them. They need to be in.
Yes, sir.
Now, is there any chance, though, that Jake's case is going to hit the Supreme Court?
So let me just add something before. So I own and operate one of the largest sludge processing facilities in New York State, as well as 8 plumbing franchises and a portable toilet business. So every one of these people out there can make a difference. So I used to advertise in the radio, TV, After things started melting down around when President Trump was getting elected, I stopped doing any advertising, any radio station, any TV station that did not promote Fox News. And then when Fox News called the election early in Nevada and called the election to Biden, I stopped at that point. I will not advertise. I won't spend $1 with any type of media that Fox News or any other type of media. There's other ways to promote your business. Google apparently has learned, and I don't see them being politically active, and they're smart. But you can fight back with your dollars and just boycott as businessmen and women. Just boycott any Fox News, CBS, NBC, all of them, ABC, boycott them. I only support any Newsmax criteria. I bought some properties where I can actually put up my own billboards and promote my business. And so I think that Google's being smart. And as far as I know, I've not seen anything where they're trying to harm, you know, people like that think like us. And if they do, then there'll be other means that we can, other advertising means that we can use. So boycott Fox News and all these other news channels. As far as my son, getting back to your question, Pastor, yes, we have a cert before the Supreme Court of the United States, and two other J6 Patriots do have the same thing as well. Judge Nichols, who is, I think a lot of Judge Nichols, he's a good man. I wish he would give my son bail at this point because my son's life is in jeopardy, and it's beyond just reality. It's just beyond any rationale to keep my son locked up while the Supreme Court is deciding whether the 1512 2C obstruction of Congress charge is still pending against my son. I believe it'll be relieved. They'll knock it down. The Supreme Court will knock it down. There was not one J6 Patriot that was there that is subjected to the 1512 2C charge. That was from the 90s I forget the name of the company, but anyway, they were hiding all their evidence and destroying all their evidence. And that law is really about destroying and tampering evidence. And not one J6 Patriot was there. My son was never in the Capitol. He was outside the Capitol trying to save other Patriots and their families. So that charge should be struck down. I believe it will be. President Trump is also has two counts for that bum, Jack Smith. And those charges, I believe, will be also he'll be relieved of those charges as well. I believe the Supreme Court will do the right thing. We will be out there protesting in support of the Supreme Court picking that up when they argue it in April. And there'll be a bunch of us out there promoting and supporting the Supreme Court because we know that good shall prevail over evil, right over wrong. And the Supreme Court will see fit to discharge that horrible charge that all of these very, very liberal, agenda-driven judges in D.C. have allowed to stand against these J6 Patriots. And there's not one of them there that did anything to destroy any evidence in the Capitol. And that was not their purpose. They were there to protest, like in the 60s, an election that was stolen from them, and they were peacefully protesting until the cops used excessive force.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I think this, too, if President Trump gets back in, and they're going to try everything they can possibly try to stop it, and you know that. But if he gets back in, and I'm talking about election fraud, I don't mean, that they're going to do things that are legal. I mean, as much illegal as they can, they're going to use what they call lawfare. But if he gets in, I've heard that he's planning on pardoning all the J6ers in one stroke of the pen. And hopefully we get Jake out before January 21st. Hopefully we can get him out much sooner.
Yes, yeah, thanks, Pastor. Yeah, absolutely. So there's a from what I understand, and I'm all about it, there is a very, very organic new force out there that is actually tabulating all of the different counties and townships, how many voters there are in those counties and townships throughout the nation. And when you see that all of a sudden you had 80% or 120% of that township or that county vote, that's easy, red flag, and you take the court. So if the Democrats try to do this ballot harvesting again, and I don't know a lot about it, but I'm definitely going to get on board. I'm definitely going to donate a lot of money to it. But there's a groundswell now of an organic bunch of folks who going out and checking out the voter rolls throughout this country and tallying them. And I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever you are, but there's only so many voters in every district. And if those numbers are skewed and too many ballots are credited in that particular district, there will be lawsuits and stuff like that. So that's the only way to stop this thing, is to find out the truth about how many people can vote in that particular district and then hold them to that. And listen, normally in a presidential election, as you know, I think 45-50% of the people vote. So if you see much over that in any particular district, there's definitely concern. And that's what needs to happen here, is a total overlay of the voting amount of voters in this country. And then when that number is skewed, that number needs to be appealed.
Well, I think you could expect a much higher turnout in November because the people in this country are very, very, the patriots are very angry about what took place. And not only that, but we're seeing what they're doing. Look, we're up against communism. Joe Biden has brought in, we have right now on American soil, 50,000 national Chinese soldiers. These are people that are brought in plain clothes, but these are military people here. They're here. Altogether, you have 5 million Chinese nationals. And on our soil, we have almost 47 million illegal aliens on our soil right now in this country. They're being flown in. They're being flown in the middle of the night and to different cities all across the country. They know that they cannot win an election, a fair and square election. We're under right now. We're in a state of war, and this is a communist insurrection into the country. And what they did with Donald Trump was a coup. It was a coup. And so,
Anyhow,
I think you're going to see a major turnout. The Communist Party is going to try every dirty trick in the book. You can expect that. Our side's going to turn out in huge numbers. And, you know, we had some cases up here before where people went in to vote, and they were told they already voted, couldn't vote because they already voted when they didn't vote. And, of course, it's always whenever they find all of these ballots that were never placed, they're always Republican ballots. The American people are saying we're fed up. I give absolute no legitimacy to the FBI. I give no legitimacy to the Department of Justice or to the CIA. I do not reckon them as legitimate organizations because of what they've done. They've betrayed America, and they've committed high treason.
100%. And that's why, you know, if there is you pick the number, but if there is a overabundance of voters in a particular district, especially if it's over 90%, that number, you know, that needs to be counted. And then you vote, do a hand vote, count of the votes that that came from that district and make sure those people were allowed to vote.
And when you have 900 people like they did in the last election, 900 people registered at one house, you know something's very wrong, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, go ahead and tell the folks again how they can help Jay, because we only have a minute or two left. But tell them how they can help get Jake out again.
Well, we're fighting. We're actually going to go. The judge is going to have another hearing. We're going hard against the corrupt DOJ and Biden administration here. But Mice, if you want to donate money and help other J6 patriots out, you can go to J6Legal.com. J6Legal.com. You can also donate through J6Truth.org. My son is Jay Klang, and he has done great things in his Blessed News Network. It's BNN. It's an app on your cell phone, on your Apple, and it's got he's got 80 different podcasters on there now. He's done all that from behind prison bars. He's an amazing young man, and we're going to continue to fight, and we're going to hold this government accountable. Pray God President Trump wins, but in the meantime, we're going to hold the Biden administration accountable and expose everything they're doing to my son and other J6ers. They're still arresting J6ers, just so you know. They're still arresting these poor folks who are even in the vicinity, which is so egregious. And meanwhile, BLM and Antifa walk away You'll see that in my documentary, the same crimes that they are accused of committing. BLM and Tifa just walk away, not even arrest, not just maybe a ticket, if even that. And these J6 patriots are being held in prison for years, destroying their families, destroying their homes, destroying trying to destroy the people. But we're stronger than them, and we shall survive, we shall overcome, and we'll do it peacefully and righteously. And we will hold these people that have done so much harm to our patriots and this president, President Trump, accountable, and they will be the one that will be prosecuted and put in jail.
Okay, Ned, you have an open invitation. Anytime you want to get back on, you just let me know. We'll put you back on. I'm going to be fighting these things with everything we have here, and I'm seeing the American people are getting fed, and we may very well be heading towards a bloody civil war in this country, and they're not going to like it, the war that they're bringing upon them. They're not going to like it if it happens. So anyhow, my friend, God bless you. We're with you. And
Thank you, Fred. I appreciate allowing me to be on and speaking on behalf of my son and our family.
All right. The next time you come on, we're out of time for today, but the next time, give yourself a plug, because I'm on all five boroughs in New York, and give your business a plug on me.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Pastor. You're the best. Thank you, sir.
God bless. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye-bye.
All right. There he is. Boy, to run a business, you got to advertise. And I can understand what he does, John. That's why we didn't have any businesses advertising in this radio ministry, because of the communists would go after them and harass them and whatever. So we depend upon individual people out there, and that's the way it's been for 50 years. So what's your commentary on all that, John McTernan?
Wow, Pastor Ernie. It's hard to put words on it. I really appreciate his spirit in this. You know, he was wasn't like extremely bitter, and he was really had God's grace in his life. And just what a testimony! What a testimony!
That's got to be really hard. I can just imagine. You know, if that was my son in that dirty, filthy jail, I wouldn't stop until I got him out. And I know you'd do the same thing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the way he spoke and carried himself and the whole circumstances, stack him up against this Smith guy with Trump, you know, the prosecutor for Trump, and those officers there in the prisons and their attitudes and what they're doing. I mean, what a contrast, Preston. What a contrast.
No integrity, no honor, no decency. Jack Smith,
nothing in those people, nothing.
Amongst
they have,
go ahead.
They have Preston is brute power. That's it. They've corrupted the power that God has given us. They've corrupted it for their own, they're like sadists, and they're loathsome people.
Yeah, they are. But, I mean, when you take a look at this, it's like right in your face. It's like Joe Biden. You remember, John, I told people on October 6th when Hamas went into Israel and to Gaza there, and Biden came out immediately. When Biden came out to news media, we're going to stand by our ally, Israel. I said very quickly, folks, he will betray them. See, to us, betrayal is repulsive. To them, it's not. And I said he would soon. So out in the open, above the table, he was supporting Israel. But below the table, he was pumping in billions of dollars to Iran. And where do you think they did with that money?
Yeah, I mean, they fund their terror. Iran is a terrorist organization, and under it, they have different branches. They've been supporting Hamas. They've been supporting Hezbollah. They're supporting the Houthis there in Yemen. And then there's other smaller groups that they're supporting. They're looking to build nuclear weapons. And they've said that they'll use the nuclear weapons against Israel. They've already said that.
Well,
And we're giving them money.
I know, and I know. And it's just like, too, that they corrupt. They completely and totally corrupt. Completely corrupt Biden regime.
Ernie, if we give them money, if we give Iran money, which especially through Obama, I mean, there was untold amounts of money. It was like $6 or $8 billion in cash that they gave Iran. And if they build a nuclear weapon with that, or that money is used to build a nuclear weapon, who's to say they wouldn't use it against us?
So when these people do that, when they have government operations where they give that money in the open to, like, Iran, that money gets funneled back a percentage, a kickback, a certain, maybe even 10% or whatever, it gets kicked back to these corrupt politicians. Now, where did you think Obama got the money to build that big mansion there right on the ocean front?
Oh, you mean the one that he's afraid of global warming and the oceans rising, Pastor? Is that the mansion that you're thinking about?
Yeah. You know, when you take a look at...
Did you see what Kerry said about the war in Ukraine? I think it was yesterday. Did you see what he said, Pastor Ernie?
That has to be one of the lamest statements I've seen this year. Okay.
Did you share it on yesterday's show?
No, go ahead and tell folks about... go ahead. It's
And I'm not making this up. John Kerry, the former Secretary of State, now he works for Biden as what, the global warming czar or something? He said the American people, no, Russia has to cut its carbon gases there during this war, and the American people would support Russia more. They would get behind Russia if Russia didn't use so much, the carbon during the war. Something like that, Mr. Ernie, is what he said.
Yeah, it's a carbon footprint. Yeah, if Russia could, he would appreciate them more. You know, it's all right if you're killing people, right? You know, and here's a guy, John Kerry, that flies his jet all around the country. And what is it? His one flight in his jet would put as much carbon monoxide in the atmosphere as what one person that lives for 40 years, something like that.
Pastor Ernie, you got to understand, he's the elite. You know, the elite operate under different rules. Someone did a little research upon Al Gore and his use of, like, electricity. Now, you don't hear too much about Al Gore anymore, do you, Pastor?
No, he's kind of laying low, I think. I'm not sure, but...
Yeah.
But...
Well, he has a couple, like, enormous houses, a super mansion, and his electric bill would be like for, you know, a small town to light up his house and all use all the electricity. It's an enormous amount, but that's okay. You know, we have to live, like, in caves and, be like Fred Flintstone in our vehicles there. But he drives around in who knows how many vehicles, and his private plane and his house could light up a small town. But that's okay, Pastor. That's okay.
Yeah, you know, you're seeing, again, that they're trying to totally eliminate the middle class of people. They
yes,
want
they
simply
are.
The elite billionaire class. And if you look at who's got most of the billionaires, it's not the Republicans, is it?
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, it's the Democrats. Aren't they for the little guy, Pastor Ernie, for the working man? Isn't that the Democrats?
Well, that's what NBC, ABC, CBS, PMS, NBC, that's what Wretched Metcalf would tell you, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're for the working man, the little guy.
Well, John, I'm going to tell you, America needs to repent out there today, and this is very, very important. We're telling you folks out there two things they need to do. One, they make their salvation sure. Folks, listen to me. All of the signs, everything that is happening out there is telling you that, as the Bible says, when you see, Jesus said, when you see the blooms coming, you know that summer is nigh. But folks, that's happening here. All of these things that are happening, everything that you're seeing, the complete degeneracy of one half of America, the political party, where they have gone completely degenerate, where whatever, everything that they embrace in their platform today, God's word, the Bible calls sin. It's they've gotten completely and totally corrupted. You look at the so-called Department of Justice, completely and totally corrupted. Everywhere you look out there, and here, all of these people dying, we just did that program on the kill shot. Now, here in Florida, you see what's happening there in Florida with the Florida Supreme Court is going to outlaw the kill shot. No more. They put a stop to it. They're recognizing the fact that, yes, these shots have killed. They've attributed that at least at a minimum of 17 million people, at a minimum of 17 million people have died from the kill shots. John, can you think of anything else that has killed that many people?
Wars, Pastor Ernie. World War One, World War Two killed an enormous amount of people.
Yeah. But it's an amazing thing. I just can't believe it here.
Now, Pastor Ernie, what you just said about Florida, I guess it was the week before, the actuaries there with insurance companies, they figured out, using up more than that, but they figured out that about 30 million people have been killed or severely wounded, injured by the death shot. 30 million, Pastor. That's like 10% of the population.
Wow.
And now in Florida, what Florida has done with the death shot, outside, you had to find that from not the main media or anything. You found that from a good site that will present information like that.
World News Daddies.
Well, you can see how corrupted it is, Pastor Ernie, because why shouldn't there all of a sudden been brought out national attention that the state of Florida, the medical general is a word that they use for his position.
Surgeon general.
There it is, Surgeon General. And the courts have found this, and there's an injunction. You can't use it because it's dangerous on the people. You think that would spread all over the country immediately. But no, Pastor Ernie, no. That tells you how corrupt this system is. And they're afraid to even question that, to get it out in the open, that people would see it.
So what is, let me ask you your opinion.
That's how corrupt it is.
Yeah, I know. It's, again, this
Pastor Ernie, in yesteryear, years back, if they put a vaccine out and that vaccine was found to, like, 20 people died from it. They pulled it out. They pulled it out right away. Right away. If they saw people being injured or die from it, they stopped that vaccine right away. Now, with this here, hundreds of thousands have been injured and died. They know of. I mean, of course, it's more, but what's being reported, and they act like nothing's happened.
Well, it's all a part of the depopulation program. I mean, they didn't even try to hide it.
Yes.
We've been talking about this since the 80s, where, the ways I sat in their meetings when they didn't know who I was, and I would take notes. They were talking about different ways of depopulating the planet. Of course, they talked about wars and starvation, famine, and of course, number one was the abortion, killing off the children, but they also talked about using what they call vaccines and to depopulate the planet. So
COVID-19 hit there, and the media was pounding on it and was showing what was going on in China and all. I didn't know how to take it because the Bible talks about plagues in the last days, and it didn't sound right. It was coming from what, the bats or something? I said, nah, there's something wrong here. And then next thing you know, they interview Bill Gates, and he's all excited, saying, we're going to have to get a vaccine for this, and everybody's going to have to get a vaccine, and we need two vaccines. And he was all excited, and right then and there, this is a fraud. This is set up to kill the people. Gates is behind it like this. This is outright murder that this is going to bring. And that's all I needed, was to see Gates reacting to this and knew it was totally corrupt, Esther.
Well, the whole thing was...
Need any more evidence.
Well, the Bible talks about there will be pestilence that you've never seen before. There will be, and that's exactly what we're seeing. We're seeing this, that's what these kill shots are. This is pestilence. And so...
Yeah, back when I first saw that in the scriptures, years ago, and I was a new believer, and I always thought it was natural. It would be like the bubonic plague coming back, and stuff. I didn't really dream it would be man-made until years later when I begin to see things clearly. Now when I look at those plagues, I think of, there might be bubonic plagues again, but it could be very well man-made.
Oh, yeah, more than likely.
Yes, yeah.
You know what? How much time do I have there, Johnny?
Got about 6 minutes.
Okay, John, you've got 6 minutes. Can you tell us how to avoid hell and get to heaven?
Yeah, the first thing I'm going to offer up, Pastor Ernie, is for America and repentance and outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we heard a wonderful man of God who is running for office in West Virginia. I pray, Lord, that in your mercy, you'd have mercy upon us and raise him up and others like him, Lord. Lord, we repent of all the wickedness that has been done, Lord. I mean, dealing with the children, Lord, dealing with the babies in the womb, dealing with all the drugs and everything that's going on. Lord, this is all signs that we need a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, Lord. So have mercy on us. We don't hide any of the sin, Lord. It's out in the open, and that remedy for that is political is only a part of it, Lord. But political will only go as far as the depth of we follow you as a nation. So send a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit, Lord. We're pleading with you to send it to beat back this wickedness, turn America to you, and win untold numbers of souls. And, Lord, it has to be done person by person. So I want to bring all our listeners before you. And the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that's a whosoever. That doesn't say except our listeners. It's whosoever, no matter what your past is, no matter how bad it's been, no matter how terrible it's been in sin, that doesn't matter. What matters is recognizing you need to repent, like we discussed earlier tonight. Turn to Jesus Christ and his word and believe that God sent Jesus, the sinless, only begotten Son of God, to die on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin. He shed his blood and paid the penalty for our sin. God is holy, folks. And there is no way we can stand before him with even one sin in our life. He is holy. He is perfect. And he loves us. And he understands that we need to be before him. The price for penalty has to be paid for. And that's what Jesus did on the cross. He paid the penalty for sin by his own blood. So if we go along with God's plan, and that's the only way for eternal life, it's to repent of our sin. Believe that on the cross, Jesus Christ, the sinless, only begotten Son of God, paid the total penalty for our sin. And so our sin was placed on him, and then God places Christ's righteousness, his sinless righteousness in us. And we have to believe that he died and he rose from the dead 3 days later. That's the gospel. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried, and he rose from the dead 3 days later, bodily rose from the dead. God will accept you. It's easy to do, but it means repentance, folks. And the price was paid for by Jesus Christ for your sin. And calling out to God in repentance, he will hear. He will always hear. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And for God so loved the world, that's everybody listening, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, so it's individual. If everybody listening, it's individual. Whosoever believes on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's what it takes, folks. And God will hear that prayer and forgive you of sin and bring you into his heaven. Pastor Ernie, I think that's about it.
When it said believe on him, does that mean you simply believe that Jesus existed? Or does that mean you simply believe that he has done, is doing, and will do everything he said?
Right, right, right. And that's where the repentance, believing and repentance goes together, Pastor Ernie.
Absolutely. So repentance, when repentance is not just saying I'm sorry, we've talked about this. That's actually a military term. Repent means about face.
Yes, and you make Jesus Christ the center of your life and his word. That's what repentance is.
So you've lived this all this time. You've depended upon yourself, and you've said, well, now, you know, right now, I don't really feel like getting religion. I kind of want to party hardy and have my fun. And when I'm finished with that, then maybe I'll get religion. Is that acceptable, or is that something that needs to be repented of right away?
Right away, Pastor Ernie. The Bible says, behold, now is the time. Now is the day of salvation. We don't have a lock on tomorrow, Pastor Ernie. We don't. We only have now.
And so right now, when we give this message out, we give that salvation message out, is that not God speaking to the people? We're just the messengers. The message is coming from God itself, right?
Right, right. Yeah, we're just messengers. That's what the gospel is, and we're just telling the people. You know, it's an offer to follow God's plan of salvation.
All right, we're coming up to the end of the program where we get to. It's been an interesting program, but
very good program, Pastor Ernie. Excellent.
So here's what we got to do. We got to say, as we do every night, good night.
Night.
God bless all you folks out there. And remember this. Ready, John? Always. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Cable news, noisy, boring. out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know, streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime on any screen at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.